News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that Israeli strikes across Gaza that have killed over 400 people are only the beginning, and Israel will press ahead with increasing military strength until it realises its war goals. And I'm joined now by Flor Hassan Nahum, Israel's Foreign Ministry Special Envoy and former Deputy Mayor of Jerusalem. Good morning to you. Flor, from the outside looking in, though, many of us are asking the question, what is the end game here? For over 15 months, Israel has bombarded, before the ceasefire, Gaza. You didn't defeat Hamas and you didn't rescue or see the additional release of hardly any hostages by doing so. What is the goal here when that strategy has clearly failed previously?
Well, let me just correct you. 75% of the living hostages are already home. So the first thing it has achieved is enough
that was through negotiated settlement during the ceasefire. Yes.
But the Hamas only comes to the negotiating table when they're pressured by military pressure. They don't come on their own volition to the negotiating table, unless they're desperate. And so that's what the goal of the war was.
To make them desperate.
To make the leadership, who really don't care about their own people, never mind ours, desperate enough to want to make a deal. We're talking about murderous terrorists here who created the worst massacre on Jews since the Holocaust. So that's who we're talking about. We're talking about jihadi murderous terrorists who have in their charter that they want to kill all the Jews, not just here, but around the world. So that's who we're talking about. And now this would all end if tomorrow they would bring back the 27 live hostages that are left and the bodies that they took on October 7th. It would be over.
Okay.
That's it.
But, and I put this to you, that you know, from a purely, cynical eye looking at it from the outside, the only bargaining chip Hamas have are those remaining hostages. If they are to give them over to you now...
Yes, they would have a ceasefire.
And so are you saying that if they release the hostages, that will be the end of all hostilities? Is that what you're actually saying?
Absolutely. Well, we've said it before, and Witkoff said it, who is a special envoy from Trump. He said that the living hostages, all the hostages, for a ceasefire.
Okay. In that regard, then, again, from the outside looking in, would it not make more sense to do what I believe Hamas wants to happen, which is to move to phase two of the ceasefire, negotiated settlements about the future of Gaza, rather than what Israel wants to do, which is an extension of phase one of the ceasefire? Is that not the crux of why the ceasefire has broken down?
Absolutely not. Well, what is the second phase for Hamas? Tell me.
Well, I don't know, other than it is about, I suppose, designing and developing and agreeing what the future of Gaza might look like.
Really? And is that future look like a jihadi leadership? Because let me tell you, who doesn't want that? The Saudis don't want that. The Emiratis don't want that. They've been asked to put money to reconstruct Gaza. Now, why would they put money to reconstruct Gaza? So that the Muslim Brotherhood, that is Hamas, takes over and continues not to build, but continues building terror tunnels, not to build hospitals and not to build schools and universities and a viable economy, because that's who we are talking about. We are talking about ISIS over here. And so do you give the keys to ISIS, or do you try and see if you can get rid of ISIS so that the Palestinian people in Gaza have a decent future? Because that's not what they have right now.
And a decent future, Fleur, in your eyes, for the Palestinian people, what does that look like?
Well, it looks like autonomy by people, by leaders who are benevolent, by leaders who want the best for their people, by, where is their Gandhi? Let's try and find him. At the moment, you have Hamas saying, we're going to do October 7th again, again, and again. Now, do you really think that any normal, decent democracy like Israel can actually make a deal? And believe them, let me remind you, on October the 6th, we had a ceasefire with Hamas. We've had five wars with Hamas since we left Gaza in 2005. We left Gaza with the hope that they would take this strip of land and turn it into something amazing, like a Dubai or a Singapore, with all the money that came pouring in. That's what they could have done. What did they do instead? They created a terror infrastructure funded by Iran.
All right.
Now, you're telling me that Iran are good faith
actors? No, I'm not telling you anything, Flora. I'm simply asking
you
questions. Hamas have said that Netanyahu's decision to return to war amounts to a death sentence for the remaining hostages. What do you say to that?
Hamas at the beginning of the war also said that every day they were going to kill five hostages, and they didn't do it. Hamas talk a lot because they are trying to use them as leverage. Israel has been very careful to only bombard the places where we know where the terrorists are. We know where the hostages are. We just can't get to them without...
I have to cut across you there, Fleur. That is completely untrue. There are so many dead in Gaza.
Yes.
That is,
well,
not,
first of
it's
all,
not a, you, there is no question that all of the people Israel has killed in Gaza are terrorists.
Well, you're right. There's no question that all of them are not terrorists, but Israel believes half of them are terrorists. And the terrorist per civilian rate of that, of a war we didn't start, let me remind you, is the lowest of any war in the last 100 years, including the one that the allies, UK, the US, did in order to get rid of ISIS, which was 1-9. And so, yes, sorry, there is a war that kills innocent civilians. We never started the war. We never wanted the war. But it's a war that we were forced into. And unfortunately, civilians have been killed in that war. But that is the responsibility of this terrorist group, Hamas, who started this.
Fleur Hassan Nahum, Israel's Foreign Ministry Special Envoy and former Deputy Mayor of Jerusalem. Thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.